In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Money Beat takes a deep dive into the capital markets world and breaks it all down in charts.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Money Beat podcast on a rainy Friday in New York City. And actually, I hope you even hear this, because as we are speaking, somebody somewhere, some nefarious malefactor trying to shut down the entire internet, servers are going down, websites are going down, some are coming back up, then they're going back down. A crazy Friday in cyberspace, but hopefully this is coming clear through to you. Paul Venia, Stephen Grosser in the studio with Ben Eisen, and a special treat for you folks, a new member of the Wall Street Journal family, Lev Borodovsky. Lev, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks very
much. And Lev, you are now part of the journal, but you produce a newsletter called The Daily Shot that you've been doing on your own, right, for a long time.
That's right.
That is now going to be part of what you can get from the Wall Street Journal. It'll be on the website. It'll be on our mobile app. But why don't you tell us a little about this?
Sure. My background is I'm a risk manager, and I've been a risk manager for 25 years. Worked at Credit Suisse and J.P. Morgan. And back in 2005, we spun out to form what became known as GSO, where I started doing some commentary for as a risk officer for the credit hedge fund that we ran. And then later I joined a startup fund called Bellpoint Capital, where 2011 things got a little messy. For those who remember, things were going on in Europe that were hard for some of the more credit-oriented investors in the U.S. to understand. And Bellpoint Capital was a fundamental credit hedge fund, and they asked us to look around and see why U.S. credit is moving so much that's unrelated to credit issues in the United States. And it was guys in Europe saying things, and the Eurozone crisis was upon us, and the U.S. got downgraded. There were things going on in China. So they asked me to be become a macro strategist. And as a macro strategist, I started sending out a kind of a daily email to the team. But I also knew that the team was didn't have a lot of time. There's a lot of ADD going on, and I just want to make sure people really get the message. And so I did it in a graphical format, and people really enjoyed that. And it was very helpful. We started sending it to our investors and really created nice dialogue with Bellpoint investors. Unfortunately, Bellpoint had to be shut down for various reasons. And so I stopped doing the distribution. And in 2014, I got a call from one of the investors who was ran and still does, runs a major pension fund. And he said, look, I missed that email you used to do, because as a manager, $30 billion pension fund, I get 24 sell-side research reports. And I'd love to, I can't read them all, but I'd love to get a summary in a picture format. And so in the May of 2014, I started the distribution. I called it The Daily Shot, and went to 12 people initially. And so now it's 36,000 subscribers worldwide. And with a partnership with The Wall Street Journal, we think we can really scale it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, if you've seen it or if you haven't seen it, folks, Lev puts together dozens, literally dozens, I mean 40 or 50 charts every day, explains what they mean, their importance.
Takes you around the world.
Takes you around the world. How do you come up with 40 or 50 charts every single day?
It's about a 10-hour process. It's a labor of love, really. 10-hour process to put it together. But I've gotten pretty good at it after sort of 2.5 years of doing it in terms of managing my time. But it's basically there's four parts. One is looking at markets around the world, what's moving and what's interesting, what surprises me. And it's not looking at the same markets every day. It's looking at everything and seeing where the developments are. And then pointing those out in a graphical format. Then I look at economic events. And again, it's not just in the U.S., it's everywhere, including emerging markets, China, Japan, Europe. And you'd be surprised when people say, what does it matter if, what's going on in Thailand? A lot of times it does. It may impact a commodity, impact a political situation, mm-hmm. but it's important. And so I cover, I'll look at currency, commodities, equities, rates, and how they're impacted by the various economic events. The third leg of this process is looking at sell-side research. So, I would look at what Scotiabank puts out or Credit Suisse, and I try to, again, diversify those sources because they tend to focus on their specific markets and so on. And I look for things that surprise me and hope to be surprising for others or interesting or useful. And they may not be your traditional things that you typically see in financial media. And so that's the third part. And the fourth part is social media. In particular, Twitter has enormous amounts of information. And going through and finding, following people who are interesting and seeing what they're saying, especially if they're located in parts of the world that I have no access to directly. Somebody's in Shanghai and they're seeing certain situation going on and they would put out the information, a lot of times they put out graphics. So those are the four parts that kind of create, that's how I put together 40 to 50 charts a day.
I was going to say, we could probably do an entire podcast just on how you filter Twitter. That is, there's so much passing through there.
Yeah, I have a trick to that. And the trick is simple. It's basically I create lists. I have about half a dozen lists. Each list consists of about 20 to 25 people or Twitter handles. Mm-hmm. And then this way, each list is somewhat contained where you can actually go through a day's worth of postings and scan through it. Not easy, but it's doable.
Right? You should do that as a blog post one of the days. Like, if you want to know about commodities, here are the 25
here are the
people.
25.
Here,
yeah.
Oh, my God. That would get so much. That
people
would,
love those
people
posts.
People love that stuff. Yeah.
Interesting.
We should. That's an idea. The newsletter, folks, is called The Daily Shot. Lev Borodovsky is the author. Lev, we're very glad to have you on
board now.
So everyone go onto the website, sign up for it. You will not regret it, and we will catch up with you very shortly. Thanks.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.